Well, good morning. It is April 25th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are continuing through the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 2, Psalm 36. We're going to finish the book of Ecclesiastes today, the final chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and we're going to start and finish the book of Philemon today, only one chapter in Philemon. So, let's get into the word today. Numbers chapter 2. Numbers chapter 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side towards the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah, and his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 84,600. And those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000, and 80,000, and 6,400 throughout their armies. And these shall first set forth. And on the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eliezer, the son of Shedir. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 46,500. And those which pitched by him shall be by the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zerushaddai, and his host. And those that were numbered of them were 59,300. And the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Elisaph, the sons of Reuel, and his host. And those that were numbered of them were 45,650. And all that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp, as they encamp, so shall they set forward every man in his place by their standard. And on the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim according to the armies, and the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Aminahud, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, and the captain of children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. And the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gidoni, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. And that, and all that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000, 8,100 throughout their armies, and they shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by the armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 84,700. And those that encamp by him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Akron, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. And the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira, the son of Enon, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. And all they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,050 and 7,600, and they shall go hindmost with their standard. And these are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000, 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. And so they pitched by their standard, and so they set forward every one after their family according to the house of their fathers. That was Numbers chapter 2. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms. Psalm 36 today. Psalm 36. To the chief musician, A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. And the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. And he hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. And thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth under the clouds. And thy righteousness is like the great mountains, and thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! And therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. And they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen, and they are cast down, and shall not be able to rise. That was Psalm 36. Let's move on over, finish the book of Ecclesiastes today, the final chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low, and when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in thy way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, yea, he gave good heed, and sought out and set in order many proverbs. And the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. And the words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the master of assembly, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. And let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That was the book of Ecclesiastes. Tomorrow we start the spicy book of Song of Solomon, so we'll look forward to that. Let's move on over to the New Testament. We will read, start and finish today, the book of Philemon. Philemon 1, chapter 1, the only chapter. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the saints and towards Christ Jesus, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. And wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such as one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again, and now therefore receive him, that is mine own bowel, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. And for perhaps he therefore departed for a season that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. And if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. And if he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels on the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. And therefore salute thee Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Amen. That was our reading today for April 25th, 2022. Exciting day tomorrow. We're going to start two new books. Song of Solomon, like I said, that spicy book. And then the book of Hebrews, which I'm preaching through now in our worship services. So we look forward to that. But thank you all so much for joining me this morning. Make sure that you comment or leave a reaction, thumbs up, whatever, so that I can make sure to count that. But overall, just stay in the Word, stick to it. And again, the whole purpose of doing this each and every single day is to develop the habit. Develop the habit of being in the Word every single day, just to make it part of your day and start your day off right. And so I pray that that's been the case with you. And I know it's a blessing to my heart and also to see so many of you come on out each and every day. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for another day that you have given to us to be able to be used of you. And Lord, I do pray that you would use this word in our lives, that you would just use it to grow us and guide us and convict us, Lord, where we need conviction, and encourage us, Lord, where we need encouragement. Lord, I think of that last book that we just read from start to finish, the book of Philemon, and God, how you worked in the life of Onesimus and the Apostle Paul and Philemon, and God, how you bring so many people of different backgrounds and baggages together for your gospel work. And God, no matter what our background is, Lord, we are indeed profitable to you. And Lord, we praise you, God, not because of anything in and of ourselves, but because of who you have made us in Christ. And so, Lord, use us today, Lord. Help us to be profitable today for you. Lord, convict us, Lord, where we need to grow. Lord, help us to share your gospel and to commend Jesus Christ to those who are lost. Lord, may we be quick to point people to Jesus, to invite people to church, to just share Jesus with every single person, Lord, that we encounter. And Lord, may that be true of me, and may that be true of my brothers and sisters. And Lord, may we just reap the benefits of that, Lord, as we continue to follow you. Give us a good day in you. Pray for your blessing upon each one of my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.